So where are we in the ongoing story involving Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz? This is not a topic for all ears. It involves a Department of Justice investigation into trafficking a minor for sex, which Gaetz vehemently denies he did, but says the investigation has ensnared him. And then there was the New York Times reporting this week that a few months back, Gaetz asked around the Trump White House for a pardon for any crimes he may have committed. Yesterday, former President Trump denied Gaetz asked him. And then there are those allegations from congressional colleagues that he enjoyed showing nude pictures of girlfriends while in the House chamber. Gaetz has been one of Trump's biggest defenders, and his rise, sudden stall, and possible fall is being watched closely by Mark Caputo, national political reporter for Politico, based in Florida. He joins us by Skype. And Mark, you call this an only-in-Florida drama. The DOJ actually started investigating Gaetz's friend, former Seminole County tax collector Joel Greenberg, a guy who once liked to wear a law enforcement badge. He now faces a lot of federal charges. What's the latest on both of them?
The latest is sort of twofold. On Friday, Joel Greenberg's lawyers are going to appear in court, and some of them are telling us that they expect to announce that they're working out a deal with prosecutors. It doesn't mean he's going to plead guilty quite yet. It's a 33-count, wide-ranging indictment. As for Gaetz, he has taken a page from the Trump playbook. He's been very vocal in denying that he is guilty of anything. He has counter-accused the Justice Department of running a smear campaign. On Friday, he's going to be speaking before a Trump-supporting women's group at the Trump Doral National Golf Course here in South Florida. So it gives you an idea of his sort of always-on-offense style.
Yeah, and a lot of people wouldn't even have known about this if it weren't for Matt Gaetz coming out and talking about it so much, saying, in fact, that he and his father were being extorted in a scheme to free a federal agent who disappeared years ago in Iran. It was, you know, his father was said to have borne a wire for the FBI to expose this extortion. The person that he claims was the extorter has completely denied it. By the way, do we know any more about that?
You know, we know dribs and drabs. I mean, the reality probably is that Don Gaetz, Matt Gaetz's father, the former Florida Senate president, did wear a wire. And there is an indication that that family was approached to provide some sort of financial help to free this spy or this former federal agent who was in Iran or is in Iran. Most people presume he's dead. It is, as you had mentioned at sort of the intro, sort of an only in Florida story where all of a sudden a wide-ranging corruption and sex investigation somehow becomes an extortion investigation involving Iran and, yes, Israel. So there are all these very strange layers upon layers.
Well, but there's no question that there is a DOJ investigation.
Certainly.
And that Gaetz was caught up in that. And as you said, he just has been, you know, pretty public about it. He went on Tucker Carlson's show on Fox. Carlson had a pretty puzzled look on his face the whole time. And at one point, when Matt Gaetz talked about, don't you remember we had a dinner together with me and my girlfriend and you and your wife? And Tucker Carlson said he didn't remember and afterwards called it the strangest interview he'd ever heard. But you mentioned Greenberg's lawyers indicating that they're going to be meeting with officials. Is there a sense that this longtime good friend of Matt Gaetz might somehow turn on him?
If you're Joel Greenberg and you're facing a 33-count indictment that charges you with everything from stalking to money laundering, sex trafficking of a minor, there's a high possibility you're trying to strike a deal. And we're getting indications of that. The question is how believable is Joel Greenberg? The original charge he faced that kind of began this broader investigation was he falsely smeared a political rival as a pedophile. So there's almost a Kafka-esque nature of covering this right now, where it's just kind of anonymous allegation after anonymous allegation. And that's one of the things that Gaetz is also pointing out quite clearly. Like, hey, look, it's like day eight, day nine. No accusers have come forward. There's no clear, cold and convincing evidence. So what's going on?
Well, then why haven't more of Congressman Gaetz's colleagues come forward to speak up for him?
The reality is Matt Gaetz was a young man in Congress and was known for dating young women, and in Washington especially, that was kind of looked down upon. The broader question is this: Matt Gaetz is not the kind of guy who makes lots of friends. By his own admission, he's in the minority of the minority in Congress. He's had lots of clashes with his own party. A lot of folks don't like him. That's, for instance, a good example of why some of his colleagues have, you know, anonymously said, hey, he showed us this video of, you know, this naked woman doing a hula hoop. The unorthodox behavior or lewd behavior that a lot of people just look down upon. And that's not a good way to get a lot of people to come or, you know, rise to your defense. At the same time, no one in his own party is calling on him to resign. No one is publicly presuming him guilty. They're taking more of a wait and see approach.
Mark Caputo, national political reporter for Politico, based there in Florida. Mark, thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.